This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sunil Awasthi. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the federal government will provide $50 million to industries affected by the latest US tariff announcement. It comes after US President Donald Trump promised to impose 10% tariffs on multiple Australian exports. Mr. Albanese has responded, saying the government will provide financial help through bodies such as the National Farmers Federation to secure and grow new markets for Australian products. Labor will also impose an anti-dumping regime to safeguard steel and aluminium from duties and establish a $1 billion economic resilience fund to provide interest-free loans to firms to capitalise on new export opportunities. Mr. Albanese says the tariffs are unwarranted. Opposition leader Peter Dutton says he backs the government's funding support for local industry in response to US tariffs, but says the Prime Minister needs to do more to stand up for Australia's interests. Mr. Dutton says Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has failed to leverage Australia's mining and defence capabilities to negotiate harder with US President Donald Trump. He also criticised the Prime Minister for not being able to secure a third phone call with Mr. Trump. Widespread rain is set to finally ease in inland Queensland, but the threat of flooding persists. Parts of southwest Queensland received more than 100 millimetres of rain yesterday, but the wet weather is expected to move to the north and east of the state today. However, flooding in many creeks and rivers is not expected to ease for days and could move into part of northwest New South Wales next week, with warnings communities could be isolated for 6 to 10 weeks. Assistance grants of up to $75,000 have been announced by the state government for affected primary producers. The United Nations has again rejected the idea of any territorial or demographic change in the Gaza Strip, including any actions that reduce the territory. It comes after Israel announced a major expansion of military operations unless militant group Hamas returns the remaining hostages, disarms and leaves the territory. Israel's Defence Minister Israel Katz overnight revealed plans to seize large areas of the enclave and displace many Palestinian residents. UN spokesperson Stefan Dujarric is condemning both the recent escalation of the Israeli offensive in Gaza and the latest declaration by Israel. Israel ended a ceasefire in March and has cut off all food, fuel and humanitarian aid to Gaza for the past month. Russia says peace talks with the United States over a settlement in Ukraine are continuing. A Russian envoy is expected in Washington this week for talks with members of US President Donald Trump's administration. Last month, Ukraine said it was willing to accept a full 30-day ceasefire, but that deal was rejected by Russian President Vladimir Putin. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov says the Russian president is serious about engaging in a peace process and is blaming Ukraine for the failed proposal. Overnight, Russia and Ukraine accused each other of launching new strikes against each other's energy facilities in violation of a truce on energy infrastructure attacks agreed to by both sides last month. And in football, Liverpool has re-established their 12-point lead at the top of the English Premier League with a 1-0 victory against local rivals Everton. Diogo Jota scored his first league goal since mid-January, ensuring second-placed Arsenal remains a safe distance behind Liverpool on the ladder. The victory also ends Everton manager David Moyes' 9-match unbeaten league run since taking over that job in January. I'm Sunil Awasthi. This has been SBS News in Easy English.